Welcome to Jesselheim Productions Three Mass Planning, Episode 5. Well, last week after our heroes, they had met the wormlings that they had been advised to look out for and the other members of its traveling party, and were starting to begin to explain the situation that led to them looking for the wormling in the first place. If you enjoyed our shows, you should also be checking out the network we're a part of, the Fun Installers Network, whose promo will be playing next, and then we'll be on to the show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. On the frontier of the internet is a new website being constructed called FunInstallersNetwork.com, where they install fun directly into your brain, where they do collaborations with other creators, such as video game reviews, podcast episodes, art galleries, and they even do little game master tips for you who like tabletop role-playing games. So make sure to go over to FunInstallersNetwork.com and tell them that this really cool radio guy sent you. Now back to your regularly scheduled program, whatever it may be.
I think the lady says that he's crunching the first apple he offered because now he's hungry. Speaking like a loud crunch.
To be fair, Ashara hadn't mentioned exactly what the job was, just that there was an unscrupulous and shady merchant that was interested in your charge.
That's enough to get her on guard.
That's fair.
Like, she was already kind of standing in front. Now her shift. Her stance shifts, and you notice that she's definitely more guarded, than...
Ashara puts up her hands. We mean no violence, and the job in question is simply to get 5 scales off of the young platinum dragon that had been traveling. That is the long and short of the job. As my friend says, we don't know why he wants the 5 scales, why 5 in particular, or anything like that.
Bendable.
We were simply hireable arms, I guess.
Phoenix, I rolled a 23 on insight. So.
Telling the truth.
Yep. Complete, absolute truth.
And while all of this talking is going on, Imaeon cannot understand it. And so they have decided, because they cannot understand anything, and Ashara looks really interesting. They have literally gone right up to Ashara, and it's like, you know the notebook? Yeah. They're going to do a nose book on Ashara's nose.
Good.
Except, you know, snap to face. You look cool. Where did you come from? And that's in Draconic, of course.
Does anybody know comprehend languages?
Right. Which I'm pretty sure that I can't speak. Common giant orc. Nope.
I can translate, my lord. She stops just shy of face palming. And she translates what the wormling has said. And it's like, my lord is very, curious. I am Shahar Malek Adjilar in the service of my lord. Remind me how to pronounce that name, Phoenix.
Imaeon.
Imaeon. Okay.
Yeah.
My lord, Imaeon.
I am Ashara Longstrider, hunter of the Wolf Clan.
Yes.
Yeah, well, considering they're, like, trying to look at every angle of Adula, like...
Carefully.
Like, this is a new shiny thing, just let me
your
let me
lord Imeon is an excitable child who's probably bored, aren't they?
Please, she says in Draconic, please, my lord, do not poke.
But I've never seen one before.
You...
How do I know it's real?
It is really.
Ashara, regardless of knowing Draconic or not, just kind of gives an incredulous look to the wormling. She could sense the incredulity.
Adular,
Ashara's not offended, though.
This time she does, like, put her face slightly in her hands. And one of them claw. Sorry, I'm trying not to laugh too hard at this.
Pretty much that and a four-year-old.
It's like trying to calm down an excitable puppy.
As long as they don't have coffee or too much sugar, you'll be fine.
Yep. So we rolled a puppy and a four-year-old together. Boom.
Fair enough.
I don't know, the coffee might calm him down. Oh no.
I got something silly to do. I think the lady doesn't understand what's being said, but she did hear what was said. And
oh no.
I think he heard like the what from our new friend, and he goes,
okay.
You know, so, and he's going to repeat the. He's like I said. I'm using my Kenku mimicry to repeat the question, even though I don't know what it is saying, but I repeat it in the dragon's voice. So, like, you're in the dragon's voice,
yeah,
and draconic, even though he's probably. Well, let's just put this. I can mimic sounds I've heard, so it's basically hear the same thing. How do I know if they're real? And his head tilts.
Yeah, you watch Imeon's head just whip towards you, Delaney, and then it's like...
And now it's Akahoshi's turn to facepalm.
I'm just like a little excited dance. You know what that one is? That's a Kenku! I know! I know, you're a bird, you're a bird. I'll be right back, and...
My lord!
Before any of you can drink... before any of you can drink, blink, the dragon is off towards the various wagons and horses.
Adular are, like, much too late, because... even and as a baby, I'm pretty sure a wormling has faster speed than her. She just like she like spins around on and like by the time her arm goes up in a a wait stop gesture, or like the dragon's already gone.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's a small dust cloud left in the wormling's wake. It's how I imagine it.
Reminds me of my siblings when they were younger.
Reminds me of my younger brother, currently.
Somebody let him have a sip of an adult drink too much.
You all notice that most of the camp is, like, just facepalming right now, just like... And you know that, oh god, who gave them red cordial?
Everybody in the camp.
And the fun thing is, even though the lady doesn't entirely look like a Kenku, because he's a Kenku, or a Kroka, he's like, yes!
Yeah. Oh, cool. You look Kenku enough to be identified as a Kenku. Yeah, pretty much. So, while that's going on, is there anything else you guys want to do?
No. Ashara's just going to, you know, she relayed her story. She's letting the people in charge handle that.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. Did they tell her what the guy actually wanted? I'm sorry, I can't recall if they actually told him or... Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yes. Ashara did mention that he wanted 5 scales, but not why he wanted the 5 scales.
I think our assumed reason was resell, but that's very vague at best.
Yeah. That said, Ashara does add, if you'd like, I could describe the man to you. Either you can remember him or you can find him later.
What would Agilar know about stuff that can be used with dragon scales?
Anything and everything. Like, they are highly potent for magical concoctions, spell materials, dragon scale armor, or just created on the pure rarity of it. Like, if it can be done if it can be used in something, it probably will be.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. So, yeah. Also, while all this is happening, Agila, you notice in Kugal come up next to you, just sort of eyeing everyone, but not saying anything right now.
Who was that again? I'm sorry.
You would know Inkugal as one of the shifted dragons. I will DM you the rest of the details in.
Okay. I see what. They look like a drow, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I had to bring up the.
Yeah, that's fine. I DM'd you just to refresh your memory. The rest of you see a drow with vivid blue eyes, dressed in dark colors, and is essentially aside from the eyes, very much your stereotypical drow, male as well.
She murmurs to Inkugal Draconic. So you heard what they said, right?
I did.
That is.
I'm not inclined to trust them. I recognize that style of mask one of them is wearing.
What about the mask?
You wouldn't. No. They're from the... hang on. Out of character, one second. Alexio, what? Did you tell me the... Did you tell me what region Cower Clan based in? Neverwinter?
I don't believe we ever actually talked about that part. But you did mention... Where did you mention it? You mentioned a region recently.
Yeah. That was ties back to that region. But where exactly is the Cower Clan based? Like, Neverwinter or Sword Coast area?
Maybe Sword Coast area. I'm not exactly sure. It could be overseas, though. Like, it could just straight up be overseas.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go with all over the place.
Yeah, it could just be like stronger foothold in certain areas, or criminal organization.
Yeah, exactly. But I just wanted to be sure before I committed anything in character.
That's fair. That is very fair.
Yeah. I recognize that style of mask. There's a strong foothold within the Sword Coast area.
Are they dangerous?
They can be. But if one is traveling this openly, I doubt it.
I don't like that they, that whoever this person was asking after the scales. Too many things it can be for.
Oh, okay, okay. I will restate what I said. I don't either, but if the one asking for the scales and them, it is likely they consider them expendable.
If I may interrupt, I did point out that we were expendable in the guy's eyes. I did point that out.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't remember hearing that. That's right. At least they admit that much, but I have a feeling they are telling the truth, but I certainly do not trust the one asking after the scales.
I wouldn't either. And then, in common, Enkugo looks at all three of you, goes, how do we know we can trust you?
Oh. Teleporting bag.
The only thing I can say is that I have told the truth.
There's no doubt about that, but outside of that, how do we know that you will give the scales to your employer?
Well, the problem is that we're basically we are under a Gaius, basically, too. If we don't, they'll come after us. And as my companion said, we have a bag that will teleport the scales once given to the shop.
Does this Gaius compel you to actually get them, though?
Provided that you guys don't kill us.
No. Gaius was perhaps the wrong choice of words. He knows at least my face, and if we don't complete the job, likely he's going to send people after us for backstabbing or whatever.
Oh, I'm quite tempted to kill you, Masked One. I know well of your plan proclivities.
Aguilar lays a hand on shoulder, or just to like as a somewhat pacifying gesture. He would know by now that she tries to keep the peace. Yeah. Says I don't think draconic. Yeah. I don't think killing them without
keep the pace finding
out is the best idea. I believe they are telling the truth, but I think the more pressing problem is their employer.
Indeed.
I mean, you're all dragons, right? Don't you know magic that can track people? You can just track his bag back to him.
Adrilar gives him a quizzical look at that. Why do you think we are all dragons?
Well, let's see. Platinum dragon.
Three dragonborn, and then three...
Three dragonborn.
Three different species of elves all traveling together and not fighting with each other.
And not killing each other.
And a platinum wormling.
Also, like, 10-plus kobolds.
I can assure you we are not all dragons.
Well, no, the kobolds are kobolds.
You have no proof there are any dragons outside Imaeon within the party.
That is true. But there is something to be said about hedging one's bets and being careful.
Roll me persuasion.
We are approaching this with the belief that there are three dragons.
Yes, roll me persuasion.
Bare
minimum.
Bare minimum, yeah.
Bare minimum understanding of at least three polymorph dragons, unknown what colors.
Nice.
Although I think, if I remember correctly from Phoenix, I think gold was like one of the assumed polymorphs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a 18 persuasion.
Okay. You just see the slightest smirk.
I did not get to be a hunter of my clan without thinking a few steps ahead.
Indeed. Someone else was trying to talk.
At what Akashi said to Delaney, I just did a luck roll, and I'm sorry, Alexio, but Delaney is blushing red.
A what roll?
A luck roll.
I was rolling to decide how he would interpret it, and I got a nat 20.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
But I feel like
you got a nat 20 on luck to interpret. I feel like you get the literal interpretation of we have done a lot of bad shit. We have done a lot of bad shit. Blackmailing, murder, kidnapping, you name it.
You would think that, but this is Sean we're talking about.
The lady doesn't realize he's traveling with an assassin. So the lady with a 20, he thinks Akashi literally meant
What
haven't they done? And so he is blushing red.
Delaney thinks that you are a clan of
hosts.
Companions.
Sex workers.
They're a clan of hosts.
Yeah.
Well, it probably wouldn't be off base to assume that there probably are some actual hoes in there for the exact sake of slipping in. But,
I mean, Koenichi, you know, honeypot. Yeah. Assassins.
Freezing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, there's probably some people who literally actually enjoy the hoeing part, but we don't talk about them.
We don't talk about them.
They hoes. They'll be hoeing around.
Translates that.
Sorry.
While trying to not chuckle.
Anyway, as you're all talking, Imeyan comes back, swiftly weaving around both Enkugel and Adula, and Arimais. And Sean, I am going to describe your fun new hat for you in just a second, but it is dropped on your head, and it is this cabbie style, you know, like a newspaper boy's hat kind of thing. It is it is made of very fine fabric, and it is all duck patterned.
Oh god.
hang on one second, I will add it to your character sheet. Yeah, basically that.
That is exactly what I'm picturing as well.
I will add it to your sheet. But essentially, an Indraconic, and obviously very proud of himself, he goes, "You're both birds. Here, have this." Anyone?
Delaney, I think he takes off the cap and just kind of, he laughs. He laughs, but he likes this. He's like, "Oh, yeah, I like ducks. They used to go to the swimming hole and swim with the ducks."
Yeah, like, do you expect a 4-year-old to be on script? If you do, yeah, like, if you expect a 4-year-old to stay on script, that's either a hyper-precocious 4-year-old, or you are giving the boy too much credit.
Yeah.
Okay, the hat is added to your sheet. It is a very cool hat. Okay, this awesomely cool cabbie hat is brocaded with a variety of duck-like designs and is only wearable by those with avian biology. It is unknown where it hails from. Any attempts to trace it will trigger and, well, I'll let you figure that out. While wearing this hat, you can use an action to cast the disguise self spell that will turn yourself into a duckian of some kind. The spell ends if the hat is removed. Yes. Sean, I've put the consequences of any attempts to trace it, what it triggers, but it'll only trigger if you decide you want to try and trace it. But yeah. Yeah. So that's just a bit of fun. Bit of fun. I think I set it to require attunement. But if I haven't, I will fix that up after session. But Yay, that is your new cool hat.
I love this.
I love this. I love this.
Agilar, or, to, as in, like, my lord, it's all real. May I please ask you to not scare our visitors?
The hyper 4-year-old puppy that is the platinum dragon wormling.
Or it's an isekai.
Also fair. Yeah, that is fair. That's yes. On me.
No. Okay. They've done that, and now one last thing. They sort of stand on the cart, and Akahoshi, yes. You're getting booped. You're getting booped in the face by a curious who's like, oh, it's real too.
Oh no.
Like your mask is real.
I am going to hold the mask down so it doesn't come off because I don't want none of that coming off.
You also have a very tall dragonborn and watching you all guardedly. Who is also very shiny.
And you just hear the most pitiful whine ever. Like,
I could literally make it more realistic if I really wanted to right now. I know how to speak infernal. I could make this more realistic for this dragon.
If you want, go for it. I'm not stopping you.
Ashara tries so hard not to laugh at the whine, but you all can see her shoulders shaking with the restrained laughter. She's trying to be polite. She's trying to respect the platinum dragon for what she knows it is. But it's a 4-year-old and a puppy rolled into one.
Then again, I don't think a platinum wormling understands infernal, so I don't think the effect will be there.
You don't know until you try.
I don't. At the same time, though, I feel like I will get shot at if I try.
You don't know.
I mean, I have a drow lady staring daggers at me the whole time, so...
Yes. Yes.
That is true.
My lord.
Yeah.
I think it's real.
Okay. Please
come back.
Eventually with another boof, like it's very obvious that the wormling just wants to play. Us? It can't actually. Gosh, not play. And there's. Oh, sorry. But it's very obvious that for all Akahoshi is trying to avoid mask boops, the wormling wants.
Yeah, all Akahoshi said was that he's holding it down so it doesn't get pushed up and reveal his face.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, then.
Edgy Sasuke needs to have his mask on because Edgy Sasuke.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm more or less avoiding it being removed.
Well, in that case, you get
or down or left or right or whichever direction happens.
Yes. Well, in that case, there is a number of boops. Like, yes. Is it real?
Yes.
Is it real? Yes. And until finally, it's like. It's real. It's very real.
Can Ashara whisper something to the dragon?
Okay.
I don't know if it's real. You might want to get down. A they just times just to make sure.
They just sulk. Yeah.
I am no. I mean, you're sitting in the cart. I'm by the horse, trying to keep it calm.
Nighttime.
So I'm like up here at the head of the horse.
Now, can I hear that? Because I'm sitting right the fuck there.
Do I need to make a roll? Do I need to make a stealth roll or sleight of hand roll or something?
Yeah, I'm like 5 to 10 feet away. I'm not that far away.
I mean, if you guys want to, if you guys want to do that between you, go for it.
And I rolled a 19 for stealth. So, of course, Alexiel wins.
Roll for subterfuge.
You said he was whispering?
Roll for subterfuge.
Okay. I'm gonna see if she knows. It's like she is watching you guys. She's keeping an ear on.
Okay.
22 perception.
Thank you. Unless I'm getting advantage for some reason, and I'm probably not making that.
Oh dear.
Barely. By three is not by a lot.
I was rolling to see if she heard.
Yes.
The infernal.
Yeah, I only won that because I have expertise. If I did not have expertise, I would have lost that.
Well, I mean, it was more that I'm almost certain she would recognize infernal. It's more to see if she would adhere the whispering. Although, you know, Infernal Whisper sounds like something that would not be that whispery.
Well, fun fact, Ashari doesn't speak Infernal, so...
Oh, everyone's watching you.
Probably sounds like freaking black speech from the black speech of Mordor stuff, yeah. Yeah.
So I hear Ashara just whispering to that. I'm just going to slide up to Ashara, and then I'm going to... softly speaking, Infernal. It's as real as you want it to be.
Ashara just kind of looks down at Akahashi, goes, watch your language. Yeah. There is a child present.
I know. Oh, no. Yeah, I know. But I think a lot of people could recognize that is not that is not good language. Quietly speak. Softly speaking.
Yeah.
Davening.
Maybe it's three gnome.
I mean,
oh me!
Oh my
Infernal.
God, Sean!
Roll to recognize Infernal, essentially.
Sarahman Sazorba. So you can get the creepy whisper there.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly, though. I don't exactly know how Infernal is supposed to sound.
Let's not get too gremlinly here.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
So, by the time all of that's done, Imeyan is just sort of like sitting behind in Kugel and Adula with like a kicked puppy look, like the no fun party has started.
Yeah, she puts a clawed hand on his little shoulder, elder, says in Draconic, like, I'll tell you an extra fun story tonight. All right.
Okay.
Does he seem to perk up at that?
Yes, definitely. Story time. Stories are good.
Tilts her head towards the quote unquote trowel.
Yeah.
And mutters in Draconic. What do you suppose we should do?
Well, I suppose we should ask Imeyan what they want to do. What he wants to do.
So Aguilar explains to Himeon, using like easy to understand language, what's going on, and also explains that people can do bad things with dragon scales, but also the person might try to do bad things to the people if they don't get scales, but his health is paramount.
If I may add something, just real quick, this entire time, you know, shenanigans aside, Even Akahashi, I'm sure. We've been non-threatening. We haven't been pushy. We've been polite.
She'll point that out.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, she points that out.
And just a reminder, I did impress upon the fact that we took it only so somebody worse didn't come along and take it. Which is why we explained everything in as much detail as we could. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
As non-threatening as I can be.
No, she does impress that.
Yeah. You all watch as it takes, like, maybe 6 seconds of thought before...
Oh, good grief.
Himeyan is, once again, going to the wagons and horses. Like... and you notice a couple of kobolds just sort of follow after, like just see what's going on or to help you. You're not sure. Yeah. And then at some point, Aramis has vanished back up into the tree. But otherwise, it seems to be going all right. Like, I mean, people are still definitely watching the three of you, but it's more wary and less hostile.
I mean, completely understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah, for her part, Aguilar doesn't have her weapon out or anything. Let's see if I remember how you pronounce this. I don't remember exactly. It's a weird Olam or some sort. Ikulwa? Something like that. Yeah. It's weird because it says it's not balanced for throwing, but it's still shows as a ranged weapon. It's like, if it's not balanced for throwing, I'm not using it for ranged.
Wait a minute. Is it one of that kind of weird, like, split off in three kind of things with a handle?
I don't think so. No, it's a YKLWA.
YK... Oh!
Yeah, I know the weapon you mean.
Gulwa. It's a 3-foot wooden shaft with steel or bone blade up to 18 inches long. Aha! Interesting.
Yeah. So it is a moment or two, and you hear the general scrabblings of someone digging through through various things in a wagon.
She yells to the wormling, "Hey, please do not go through their things, my lord." In Draconic.
But then I can't find them.
What are you trying to find?
My scales. You know, the ones I shed.
Oh, he's not going through our cart. He's going through the carts in your group.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My lord. I don't think these people will mean any harm. I'm just not sure about their employer. They only took it so someone and worse wouldn't.
Yeah, but if they don't deliver, then they die, and I like them. They're cool. And I'm pretty sure two of them are real.
Me too.
Well, he only booped two of us.
Of course Delaney is real. Delaney is a kinku.
Oh, ha. Yeah.
Ha.
Yes.
I did have one more, All right there, Batman.
Yes,
I'll remain the suspect spirit, but that is very much fine by me.
No.
Hang on. if everyone just unanimously decides to blink at the same time, I can just disappear.
In character, Ashara looks to Adula and goes, I did actually have Adular. I'm sorry, I was reading off your name and I didn't see an R there.
Go ahead and ask.
I did have another query, if you didn't mind my asking.
She kind of tilts her head slightly.
We're heading northwards quite a ways. I was wondering if you knew of anything up there. Ruins, a temple perhaps, something out of the ordinary.
Phoenix, what do I know about the north area?
You know there is a rumor of another Feywild opening, but you don't know much aside from the fact that it is only about 100 years old and it came into being under some very suspect circumstances.
You mean Fey portals opening, being suspect.
Yeah.
More suspect than that. Got it.
Yeah, I don't know if you've read up on the World Doc about warlocks and how they are viewed in my version of Faerun, but essentially a warlock opened the portal.
Warlocks are like a kill on sight deal.
Oh my.
Yeah, they are.
Lovely.
There is very good reasons why.
Lovely. There is a portal to the Feywild, to give a rough estimate of where it is.
You'd say about 2 weeks north, 2 weeks travel north.
Bless you to whoever sneezed.
About 2 weeks travel north from here. But even more suspect than normal Fey wild portals, and I say that as a Moonstone Dragonborn, this one is more suspect. There are rumors that a warlock opened it.
Oh. Well, that's not good. Now, out of character, quick question. Agilar is relaying this information, how is Robin reacting?
That's a very good question.
Robin is, interestingly enough, she's curled up in a little ball, actually quite close to Akahoshi, not touching,
not
but quite close. She is absolutely terrified of what is going on.
Agilar looks over at the... Speaking of cats, Phelan, go away. Sorry, my dog is trying to bother our cat. Luna is just minding her business, sitting near the door, presumably because there's some dust and dog kibble over there she can play with. Yeah. And Phelan was sniffing around at her, and it's like, Phelan, leave her alone. Agilar looks over at scared Batsy. Cat.
Yeah, Batsy.
And, scared Tabaxi. It's like, is your friend all right?
I don't think she's quite comfortable around, And Ashara motions towards the wormling. No offense to you or your lord, of course, but I mean, they are a wormling. And, you know, dragons.
That is sad. Agilar goes over carefully to the Tabaxi and ask, are you all right, my lady?
I am fine. I am perfectly fine.
If you say so.
You don't need to roll to see through that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Despite you being fine, I would like to assure you that my lord means no harm. He is impulsive, yes, but he is very loving and is not liable to hurt anyone on purpose. Perhaps if he jumps onto somebody in a fit of excitement, maybe, but that is... I think we've mostly gotten that out of him. She tries to not say this in a way that... She's trying to not make this sound like she's trained him to not do that.
Mostly.
But that's kind of what it is.
Shara's just like, mostly.
Exactly. How to raise your dragon.
Not exactly what they meant, but, you know, apropos.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Of course, as you say, yes. Yeah.
Is she still...
Yeah, she's still terrified that.
Shara will look to Robin and go, would it help if I promised to protect you? And she asks this in a very soft but genuine tone.
Yes.
Then, without question.
And you get a nod in response.
I don't suppose Balm of Peace... I know Balm of Peace normally is a healing thing, but I don't suppose Balm of Peace would help in this situation.
Emotions. You calm emotions.
That's a spell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
And you need to actually fill out the rest of your spells, too.
Cleric is one of those ones where you can look at your whole spell list and just pick and choose as much as you really want, as long as you're
memorized.
Those are just my preparedness. Yeah. Right.
Cleric's a preparer, but they also have access to their whole fucking list.
Yeah.
I feel like this today. I feel like that today.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep that in mind for ritual spells, because rituals can always be used.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Of course, because of the way the stupid spell thing does things, even for clerics, you can't hit learn on more than like X amount of them. It's like, look, I already know these things. They're just not prepared. Leave me alone.
We'll deal with that. Actually, no. You're going to have to deal with it very shortly.
Uh-oh.
So while you guys are talking, Emayan stops rummaging around his party's wagons, bounds over carrying quite a large bag that is clinking sounds, kind of like coins, kind of not. And then he stops behind Inkugal and Adula, and then just upends the bag. And clink, 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 until there is a small mound of platinum scales, ranging from very tiny to about the size of an average palm. You wanted scales, right?
We did.
Maybe.
That is very gracious. Ashara will look to Akahashi and go, considering that We should probably go for some of the bigger ones, because the job was made with any motions to the wormling in mind. So if we shirk, quote unquote, and give the smaller ones, that may tip him off to something weird happening. Yes, no?
If I may ponder on that with a roll.
Yeah,
not sure what
I'd
be rolling, though.
What exactly are you pondering, then?
I guess. Because Ashara's concern is the size of the scales could influence a reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you don't have to roll for that. You know that to be a fact.
My idea being that since the job was made with the wyrmling's current size in mind, that anything smaller might be an indication that shenaniganery was afoot.
Yeah, you don't need to roll for that. You know that.
Also under the impression, like, you know, dragon scales can low-key come in different sizes due to, like, either, like, the placement on the body
they can.
Or...
Yeah,
well,
there's that.
Other degrees.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, there's that. So, like, you guys don't need to roll to know any of this. Like, it just depends on how much are you willing to risk potential reactions from the smuggler, essentially.
Ashara will lean towards erring on the side of caution and go for, I'll say, two of the largest, and then three slightly smaller ones. As Akahashi said, that way it's kind of like they're being gotten from different parts of the body.
Okay. Okay, and...
To be fair, he's probably not expecting us to actually succeed, if at all, so...
Yeah, there's also that. Who had the bag that you were to put them in?
I think I did, or were we all just kind of like letting that sit in the middle of the cart, just staring at it?
Yeah, it was either you or me, because we were the ones involved in taking the job.
I think I had it.
Yeah, that makes sense, honestly.
Okay, so are you just going to put 5 in?
I mean, that was the job.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
Are we just going to, like, gotcha game this?
But, I mean, like, Imeani is essentially just shoving these scales at you. Like, no consideration as to how many you actually needed.
Yeah.
Like, so...
We said we only needed 5, so we should only take 5. We don't want to show anything other than honesty with them. We don't want to, you know, appear like we're taking extra for ourselves or something. So
okay,
that's Ashara. You know, she said we only need 5 to do the job. She will take only 5.
Okay.
And she is not going to try and sneak off with a couple more or palm or anything like that. She said, you know, she told the people traveling that they need 5, so she's going to take 5. She will consult with Akahashi, saying, you know, what do you think about these 5? You know, basically, you think this is a good spread? You think they'll buy this?
Probably.
Okay. And she hands the 5 to Akahashi because he's the one who had the bag.
Yep. This guy should be lucky we even have 1 scale. Just count as blessings. And plop in the bag.
Okay. As you put each one in the bag... Uh-huh. It vanishes it just vanishes. After the fifth one goes in, you actually notice the bag now has a bottom, as if the magic that made this bag is gone.
Yep.
And it is now just an ordinary bag. More like coin purse type thing.
Makes sense. No need to keep the magic around once the job is completed.
Yep. But if anybody wanted to track him with it, it's still probably possible. Although I don't exactly know the time frame on something like that.
Better luck tracking the dragon scales, honestly.
True.
And then Imayan's like, 25. But I like you. You should have more.
Ashara will look to Adular and kind of like, you know, translation, please.
She translates. It's
We only needed the 5 to do the job, and that's why we only took 5. We didn't want to be greedy or be rude with your kindness of giving us so many.
What's greed?
Agilar briefly explains the concept of greed to a four-year-old.
To a dragon. That's, I think that's the shocking part, is that if only we spoke to Connor, the dragon doesn't understand what greed is.
Not yet.
The pure irony, though.
Yeah.
I know. They're a baby. They're learning.
I thought greed was intrinsic to dragons. Like, even at wormling stage, like, they started building hordes.
Words. And then you see Imaean just brighten, go, oh, like my horde. That's not greed, is it? They're mine.
Ashara is saying absolutely. Ashara is saying absolutely nothing.
And all of you can sort of see, like, gears start to spin in the wormlings' heads, like, oh, is my horde greed? But I always need more for my horde.
Oh, dear.
It's like stuffed animals. Once you have a taste of it, you can never stop.
Essentially.
Fair.
Yeah, she tells the little one, greed is not necessarily bad, but it can and go that way for many mortals. And as long as you remember or who your friends are and do not act unnecessarily wickedly, I think you are fine.
Not touching your shinies.
Exactly. You wouldn't want to touch my shinies because that would make me feel bad. As I would not want to touch yours because that would make you feel bad. Trying to explain not being overly greedy to a dragon.
Yeah. The rest of you get the feeling that this isn't a wormling, but this is a wormling who is probably only just out of their first year of life.
Rush. Oh, I think I just died there. I think I just died.
Oh,
I didn't miss anything, though.
Oh. No, it was just like weird. In and out. What?
Yeah.
Out and in, I should say.
I literally have no idea.
Yeah.
But fresh out of the egg.
Yeah, basically, in terms of... Yeah, in terms of dragons.
In terms of dragons, yes. Fresh out of egg.
Yeah, pretty much. Bye. Okay, and then Imaean just starts to sweep all the scales back into the bag. Meanwhile, you get the feeling that Inkugel is actually impressed with your group. Perhaps you lot are worth keeping an eye on them. Honest people are hard to come by.
Ajara nods.
Ashara just kind of looks to Akahoshi and just kind of wiggles her hand back and forth a little bit. Exactly.
Yeah, I would count the Kenku's interpretation loosely.
Poor Kenku.
And Kenku.
Phoenix, is Delaney's grandfather dead or alive?
I will say, in character, you don't actually know, because you inherited your coin from him, but you don't know if he's dead or alive. Just that the coin came into your possession.
Okay, so I'm going to say, it's like my great-grandfather. You see Delaney pull in his bag and pull out an urn. Oh,